This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. While we're talking government and tech, there's a Senate hearing today on the dangers of data brokers. What are they? Those third-party companies that collect consumer data and sell to the highest bidder. And as ironic as this may seem to anyone following NSA surveillance, our government is worried that data brokers might need a little regulation. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the story.
Here's the thing about data brokers, companies like Axiom and Datalogix. They're largely invisible, says Adi Kamdar at the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
As a consumer, you pretty much never have a direct interaction with a data broker.
But they have a lot of interaction with us. Based on websites we visit, DMV records, tweets, and Facebook likes, they assign us marketing profiles. So, I don't know, divorced, overweight, condo-owning cat fancier. Chris Calabrese at the ACLU.
There are marketing lists of people with Alzheimer's, people who like to play the lottery. They can use that to serve you ads, to target people on the basis of their weakness.
Calabrese backs regulation to let consumers check and correct the data and prevent its use in employment screening. The Direct Marketing Association believes industry self-regulation has worked, and more government regulation could make targeted advertising less helpful to consumers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.